This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Do you know exactly how much risk you're willing to take when you make an investment? Well, the investment firms want to know this before they put your money in the market. Certified financial planner Byron Moore talks about the risk tolerance questionnaire and explains the factors that affect one's risk tolerance on this week's Wisdom on Wealth.
If you've made an investment, it's likely that someone has asked you to complete a so-called risk tolerance questionnaire. Is this just more paperwork, or is it something you should pay attention to? Well, the right answer is to say that we investment types use risk tolerance questionnaires to protect you, the investor, from putting your money in anything that has more risk than you may be willing to tolerate. The answer no one will admit in public is that we use those kinds of questionnaires as a way to protect the investment company as well as the investor. If the market goes significantly down after an investment firm has put your money in the market, you could come back and say, hey, I didn't sign up for a 25% loss. But if the firm had you complete an investment risk tolerance questionnaire, which said that you understood that the market could go up or down 25% in short order, you wouldn't have a very good argument that you didn't know you were getting yourself into something like that. I'm not saying that risk tolerance questionnaires are not useful tools. They are. They just have limits that you'd be wise to appreciate. For one, who really knows their own risk tolerance? You may have never gone through a bear market, one of those markets in which the average price of the securities declines 20% or more. And even if you have gone through a bear market, you haven't gone through all of them. It is easy to look years into the rearview mirror and talk about what you should or should not have done during the last bear market. The reality is that each bear market is different, and the circumstances leading up to and surrounding it are all uniquely apocalyptic sounding at that time. Also, your reaction to a bear market changes with the size of your assets. I've talked to any number of people who had a few thousand dollars in their 401k and then boasted of not ever paying any attention to bear markets of 2002 or 2008. But then that same person will have a significantly different reaction when he's got several hundred thousand, maybe even $1 million at risk. The blasé attitude is nowhere to be found. Now it's all doom, misery, and gloom during bear markets. Finally, age also affects your risk tolerance, I believe, more than anything else. I've worked with clients long enough to see more than a few make the transition from daredevil risk taker to cowardly lion caretaker. Why would you think that age would affect your tolerance for risk any less than age affects your tolerance for lots of other things? So yes, it can sometimes feel forced to try to attempt to measure something as deep-seated and mysterious as your tolerance for risk during a dramatic event, no less, with a paper questionnaire. That's why working with an advisor that you trust is so important. There will likely be times when you've actually got to borrow his or her faith in the markets because yours is running on empty. So a questionnaire is a great place to begin. I'd suggest a good eye-to-eye conversation about the reality of bear markets and how you and your advisor will react is an even better, more mature step to take. Can investment risk tolerance questionnaires and hopefully the conversations they spawn be a bit awkward in force? Yeah. But useless? No way. Offering you Wisdom on Wealth, I'm Byron Moore.